Ooh. Is this thing on?
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the White Trash MacGyver podcast that is using our live. We are here with, you know, Tape the Dream holding us together, making everything work and bringing you the news of the week that, you know, that matters and deserves to be skewered and poked and prodded and can't think of another P word. Can't think of another P word, but it sounded good in my brain. I am Stephen. With me, I have a lovely, lovely trio of folks that are ready to dissect this week's news. We have from the office of what we decided your legal firm was called.
Oh, I don't. Courtney Strap.
Courtney Strap can't walk out. Can't walk out, lawyers.
This is my last name.
How are you, the lovely Strap. Christina? How are you guys?
I am doing well. I have to say it's been an okay week. I went to one of my best friend's baby showers on Sunday, so that was awesome. She doesn't even fucking look pregnant. It actually pissed me off. She's like 7 months pregnant. She looks absolutely amazing. I was like, you bitch. But the rest of the week we've been living in a haze from the Canadian fires, and the air quality is like extremely hazardous. You were strongly suggested to wear masks outside. It was like quarantine all over again. Don't go outside, wear a mask if you are, and don't breathe the fucking air, which is ridiculous. So back in it again, but we're okay today. Hopefully by Saturday it'll all be gone and over with.
Well, look, we can dream, right?
We hope.
Yeah.
We can dream.
We hope.
We can hope. Joining us from the non-on-fire part of the world for once, hi, Luke.
Hello. My life's on fire, though. I don't know if that counts. Look, I was minding my own business just before we come on to do the show, and I was pottering around, and then I looked at the screen. Did you know that we live in a world where Blossom has now become the host of Jeopardy?
Yeah.
She's been the host for over a year, man.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm a little bit shook. I did not imagine that the girl from Beaches, you know, it was going to be hosting Jeopardy. It's just,
she's,
you know,
like a genius. She's like a genius.
Well, I figured that then when I listened to her reading out the questions, I was like, shit, girl, I can't even read the question, let alone answer it.
There was a lot of controversy, like, because so it was her and Kim
Jennings. Who was going to be who is the Trebek replacement?
They actually said that, like, her delay in actually responding to the contestant, like, whether or not their answer was yes or, like, correct or not, That was actually aggravating people. So that they like told her to like speed it up, like, because she wasn't moving fast enough and they were running out of time and not getting all the answers. So
she's done with fact checking in her brain. She's like,
Alex Trebek used to read it like, oh no, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure
everybody in the world knows.
Oh, it's this. Yeah.
Poor Alex. God rest him. Right? Mm-hmm. Flamin' Hot Vera is with us. How are you?
What is Flamin' the Vera?
Hot? Oh my god! It's been a week, man. Let's see. I spent all the weekend in a union conference. Got home, threw some laundry in the wash. Went to work Monday. Got my groceries Monday night instead of Saturday because my whole world is on fire. you know what else? There's a few things going on in the news.
We got to talk about
it. Quality in the world was over us yesterday. Apparently, it's over Christina today. But yesterday, oh my god, my eyes were burning, my throat was burning. I was like indoors crying because the air hurt my body. The Canadian wildfires, all this stuff, just heading down our way.
We do, of course, anyone that's in the midst of the fires in Canada, we are thinking of you.
Oh, yes, my heart goes out to the people, the victims of the fire.
We can relate. Australia can definitely relate. It was like, this time last year that you could see our country on fire from space. So, you know,
can see it from space right now.
Global warming's not a thing, so it's okay.
Yeah, right.
2/3 of Quebec is on fire.
Yeah, so
Quebec province, not
Australia. Australia definitely sympathizes, and our love goes out to Quebec and our Canadian friends. Eh. Mm-hmm. We're sorry. And
Dan like posted anything about the fires. I don't even know. I don't even know if they're wrong. I have to ask.
Wow, that's grim, Christina. Rely on Christina for a good time. Of course, we hope everyone is okay. And I think the most important thing about when we go through stuff like this, especially fires, is they're so devastating. You can always you can rebuild things, you can rebuy things. You can't get people back. So, if you're ever in doubt in this situation, wondering if you should leave your home and et cetera, the option is to always leave. If you can, you can rebuild. You can't get lives back. So, we've had a lot of that over here. So please, if you are in a danger zone, make sure that you are safe first. You can rebuy property, you can rebuild houses, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. All right. Shall we get into this week's
hot load of hot topics?
Because there's someone else in the world whose world is burning down around them. Oh, dear. The sad, sad breaking news that Donald Trump has officially been indicted. Oh, the legalese are coming after the peach blossom. And well and truly got him on this count, right?
Nobody knows what's in this indictment. There are 7 counts. It has been issued in Miami, which was believed which is where the actual crime is supposed to have taken place. There's at least 1 count of obstruction of justice because he failed to comply with the subpoenas and the requests from the National Archives. And there's at least 1 count of mishandling public classified information, which by Donald Trump's own hand, the fines and the punishment has gone up to 5 years in prison. He created that law by himself to hang Hillary because he wanted to indict her on the email scandal. But after multiple investigations of the email scandal, they could not find enough probable cause to indict her for misuse of that public information. But he had signed that law, and now he may face the consequences of the law that he created.
Do you feel like this is very much a witch hunt?
Oh, no. On Trump?
So this is all about these charges that we're talking about all relate to the documents that were stored in Mar-a-Lago. So if you're a bit confused as to why we are once again talking about Donald Trump and indictment, it's not about pussy grabbing, it's about selling national secrets this time.
No, you know, we don't know that it's about selling national secrets. We only know that it's about mishandling national secrets. We do not have any evidence or any knowledge of what is in the 7-count indictment.
Because he's only done the 2 other things, so he wouldn't do anything else.
To finish Luke's plot, though, about this being a political witch hunt, this was not handed down by the DOJ. The DOJ convened a grand jury, which is a jury of his peers, to review the evidence that they had, and they made the decision whether there was probable cause to indict Mr. Trump. It was not the DOJ charging him. This is not a political witch hunt. The jury of his peers who have reviewed this information and have handed down these indictments.
So is it safe to say that Fox News would be in total meltdown right now?
Probably.
Fox News, Fox News announced something. Fox News announced on Monday that it was probably going to happen this week because Donald Trump's plane was grounded for probable cause of international flight.
Flight risk. Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, flight risk.
He's a flight risk.
Yeah, and just like Peter Thomas just said.
Oh, it's a fact.
It's a fact. His people, including Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, have
all these good buddies. All these good buddies
for this grand jury to give them reason to believe there's probable cause for this indictment.
Would we like to hear the words of the man himself?
Yes.
Folks, I'm
okay.
Sure.
Let the man speak.
Okay. Here we go. This is from the pudgy fingers of the former president. The corrupt Biden administration has informed my attorneys that I have been indicted, seemingly over the boxes hoax, he writes. I have been summoned to appear at the federal courthouse in Miami on Tuesday at 3 p.m. I never thought it's possible such a thing could happen to a former president of the United States who is currently leading by far all candidates, both Democrat and Republican, in the polls for 2024 presidential election. I am an innocent man, in capital letters.
I just can't. It's just, how do you not love it? Like, how do you not just enjoy the fuck out of this shit? Like,
yes, I agree.
Man 2 or 3 weeks ago who was convicted of mishandling 2 top secret documents and is sentenced to jail. 3 weeks ago. 2 documents, not 2 boxes, not
boxes with thousands of files in them. You know,
right.
Just
right. You know, I mean, if it was me and Safet, we'd already be in prison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look.
It overshadows great news. There was great news today. The Supreme Court, the Republican bought and paid for Supreme Court, upheld the Voting Rights Act today by a vote of 5-4. They said that the Alabama map was specifically designed to disenfranchised black voters, and they insisted on the redistricting of that map. So that was great news today. You know, there's hope for the democracy if we can all vote, if every vote counts.
But didn't Biden like reverse the freaking debt for the tax college debt thing? Like,
Biden did not do that. The Republican Congress, who does have the authority to write bills about budgetary items, the specifically MAGA-driven Republican Congress, drafted a bill to rescind the Biden credits for student loan forgiveness and debt forgiveness for students, the predatory lending practices of former secretaries of education who may or may not have been close personal friends of the now indicted Donald Trump. Anyway, never mind. Those MAGA-driven Republican Congress people tried to overturn the Biden credits, and the law was voted down today in Congress. So the credits, the college credits for student loan forgiveness still stands.
Oh, okay.
Another great story today that is completely overshadowed by the fact that the great orange one was indicted.
Trump is indicted.
Well, look, you can't. Is this why there's all like, did you see this week there's been all this like UFO stuff going on as well? Like, this guy's talking about UFOs. It's like smoke screen. The president, the former president's not a criminal. Smoke screen. It's like,
don't look over here at the boxes of documents. Look over here at the possible UFO.
Look at the aliens. Look at the aliens.
The obstruction of justice. Look over here at the wildfires choking.
Yeah, he's just sad that the aliens wouldn't take him, I'm sure. They're all very bummed out. They know that color is not naturally occurring in nature. He's of no use for probing or anything like that.
Well, There was a very funny meme this morning. Part of this smoke is there's an orange haze that follows part of it. And somebody put a meme of Donald Trump was in New York today, but nobody could see him. And it was just the hair over an empty face.
The hair's doing some interesting things of late, isn't it? It's like very floopy. It's kind of floop happening. Yes. The hair matches his mental state, maybe. Oh,
well,
sorry.
The older he gets, the fewer.
Sorry, they are UAFs now. We have.
Yeah.
So what's that? Unidentified.
Airborne something. Oh, or UFPs. Yes.
UFPs.
Okay. What does it stand for?
We have
here?
We have misterminologied the alien aircraft, and we are very sorry. Please don't sue us. Please don't cancel us over our.
Public technologies.
What does it stand for, Peter?
It'd be like unidentified airborne something.
Okay.
Or unidentified flying.
Someone can comment it in their place. If you do, we'll show it.
But there is more good news. Hold on. There's been a comment. Unidentified aerial phenomenon. There you go.
There you go.
So same shit, different name.
It's a UFO. Okay. I'm gonna call it UFO.
Alien.
My kid will call it a UFO, and their fucking kid will call it a UFO. God damn it! The pretty chin slip.
Christine's got a very strong stance on UFOs. Ooh. In case yes, who knew that was her hot topic button? She's like, don't talk about UFOs.
Do you believe or don't you believe?
Of course I believe, but don't why do we have to call it?
Don't go change the name of shit.
It's a UAP. What the fuck? No.
Well, this is the news actually this week because there is a former military person who's being interviewed as the whistleblower.
Yeah, that guy's an Australian journalist, so it's for Australian 60 Minutes soon. Or something. Yeah. Someone's getting the JFK treatment.
Yeah.
Oh, the gun.
What?
Not even that. Don't be a little missile.
I watched the best documentary on the JFK assassination when we were in Hawaii. Actually, I randomly woke up and it was on. I'm like, what am I watching? I was like, this is really interesting. And I ended up sitting up at 4:30 in the morning going, oh, it was the CIA. Turns out it wasn't. It was just someone that got frightened by a noise and accidentally set their gun off and shot the president in the back of the head.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it was that guy.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Oh,
James Wilkes Booth.
Fucking no. I haven't been in high school in a very long fucking time, right? Don't test my history. I suck at it. Okay. Ew, I will get my old history teacher on.
Oh
here.
My god, I should tell. What is his
Zero.
Name?
Zero, you're letting us down. What is his name? In the book depository.
Yeah,
allegedly.
I know it, but I don't know it. So
someone help us! Our brains aren't working anymore. There's too much new fact, too many new facts. Some of the old ones have to leave.
Daily Plaza, bloody bloody blah.
You know what? My laptop googling.
I love that we've turned into Google.
Yeah,
I know.
Ah, shit! I can't reach it.
What the hell is his fucking name?
Anyway. Should we move on?
Yeah, we can move on.
Good news.
Something with an F. Go ahead.
Tennessee's drag ban has been unconstitutional by federal judges, motherfuckers. I love the fact that everyone that's been fighting for this.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That's Bam Margera.
There he is.
There he is.
Oh, I'm
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I love that everyone that's been fighting for this drag ban has been the Constitution, the Constitution, the Constitution, the Constitution. and the constitution that they believe in so much and, you know, have withheld as the paragon of truth and virtue that will save the nation is the thing that has won this
day
for the side. I like that's just cool. It's so delicious. I'm like, I think coming to the end of all of this, I think that what we have learnt, if you don't want to go to drag shows, don't go to drag shows.
Don't go to drag shows.
If you don't want your kids to go to drag shows, don't take them to drag shows. They can't get there by themselves. So, you know, if you don't want them to see drag queens, don't have it on TV. Look at what they're watching. Look at what they're consuming in social media and streaming. That's your job, parent. Not anyone else's.
Let's talk for a second about the book bans.
Yeah.
The Mothers Against Liberty, or the Mothers Against Liberty, the Mothers for Liberty.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
And all these book bans haven't read these freaking books. They've read two pages that were earmarked for them by a political watchdog group that is funded by conservative billionaires. And they've read the most inflammatory passages, and they're conducting nationwide book bans for books they've never read. You know, one of the books that they were trying to ban is the book called Not All Boys Are Blue. And there is an 8-paragraph passage about how this young man lost his virginity out of a 250-page book. And they are insisting it's pornography. But you could pick up a Danielle Steele novel and find a lot more than 8 paragraphs on how somebody
your kid can get online and do a Google search and see worse in 3.4 seconds it takes for them to read a book that someone has actually put thought into, and, you know, like, whether it be creative or autobiographical, and has actually put thought into a narrative, as opposed to them going, big titted sluts. Okay, cool, done.
Like, well, I'm very happy to say that when this group came to my town and addressed the Board of Education, they almost succeeded in having the book removed. However, the fact that this book was earmarked as pornography, you couldn't find it. The 3 copies in Auburn High Library on a waiting list. There were 75 students waiting to read that book.
Wow. Hey, that's right. That's how you get kids to read. Tell them it's porn.
Right. Yeah. 75 students who probably wouldn't have read the book.
No, they're looking for that one passage.
Right.
How desperate should they be?
I want to show you a proud moment for my kid who goes to a Catholic, she's in an enrichment program, so it's like a pre-K, right? Because she's 3. So she came home with this today.
And yay! I was like,
oh, wow.
Okay, that it was like, that the church would send home something with like a rainbow that said, rejoice and be glad. But I was like, I'm actually surprised about like my church. I'm actually proud of it.
That's interesting.
It was just shocking. As Peter just says,
and then the parents who are praying and who are paying attention and using them, are bending the Bible. It's like,
yeah.
I just surely this comes back to having a bit more of if you are that puritanical about what your child ingests, then you have to step up as a parent. It's not the world's job to do that. If you don't want your child exposed...
But it's not even consistent with the values of what they don't want their children to be exposed to, because then why can they watch, like, you don't want them to see a drag queen or whatever, but then you're happy to take them to the... Hooters. You know, the F1 cars, like with the chicks with the butts out and their boobs out. And
our family dinner at Hooters.
So there's it's not consistent. It's just wanting to hold on to those really old school, like those male values, you know, like women are property and to be ogled. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what's driving can't have the abortion bans, is that women are property and they can't make decisions. You know?
That's just like, dude, really? yeah, just if this is the way it is, and you are so worried about, like the Simpson, won't somebody please think of the children? Then you know what? You do it, motherfucker. You do it.
And you know what? Kids are okay with knowing stuff. It's not like there is definitely things children shouldn't be exposed to, definitely. But you know, if they're picking up on things like, and YouTube's really hard to monitor now as a parent because there's stuff on there masquerading as stuff for kids. You really have to listen to the content because just to look at it and to hear it, the tone and everything's like, oh yeah, it's a little kiddie video. You really need to be mindful because they're like putting out this strange stuff and I don't even know who their audience is supposed to be.
Like it's... First of all, if my kid is watching a video, and I don't care if they're playing with, like, Play-Doh or slime or whatever, if they're not talking English, please change the video. Like, Spanish, fine. I will listen to that. But Russian and all those, I don't know what they're saying. I can't make it out. I don't know if they're saying something inappropriate. So I'm like, change the video. And then the other day she's watching one, and they just keep saying the word pussycat. Pussycat. Why did it have to be a pussycat?
Why exactly? It's kidding? Like some weird stuff. It's like some weird fetish stuff that they're like, marketing. Yeah. It's weird.
I was like, change that video right now. She's like, why? I was like, because they're saying shit I don't fucking like. Change the goddamn
video. Fucking like.
Well, there was one. Like, this was the one that made me go, that's going off now. And it was like, like a princess or whatever. And it was all like happy talk. And she's like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to have a baby. And I'm like, and then next thing, oh, I wish I knew who the father was. And I'm like, it's going off.
Yeah,
it's going off. And I'm like, who the hell is this actually marketed to? Oh, like, who is watching this?
Let us, before anyone goes back through the archives and decides to start waggling fingers at us, there is someone on the panel who decided to create a less than savory Muppet Babies video. So we can't all be that got a lot of views. So you're all complicit. I'm just saying. Before somebody comes back, because you know someone will a couple of weeks time. I'm like,
to who anybody makes.
Hey, I'm a hypocrite. I admit it.
Like,
I try.
Responsibility to keep that tape out of your children's hands.
Exactly, right. And we use it.
Responsibility. To monitor what your children are observing.
I think our show does what it says on the box. Uncensored radio. I don't think you sit your children down in front of our show.
No. You're right. They don't need to watch
while we're streaming and go, this will be productive for them. And we love it if you do. I know that some people let their children. I know for a fact that some people let their children listen to us and we've dropped a few choice words.
Naughty words.
But in reality, when we're talking about kids, they're always going to hear it worst and first on the playground at school, right?
From me.
We have to
stop saying fucking pussycat.
if you're not gonna like homeschool these kids and treat them like veal, the outside world is going to get in. Like, in some point, you just have to control the narrative of that outside world and how they filter it,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, we'll talk about
the world ain't going away.
This is very relevant to what we're talking about. So there's been drama at Disney again this week. Now this comes courtesy of the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo Boutique. For those of us that haven't experienced it, some of us on the panel have, it is a spot Disney where you take your child for a Disney princess makeover. Now, that is, you know, not anything new. The boutique has been around for a while. The issue is this employee here, whose name is Nick, and a lot of people have an issue. A lot of people have issue with a male presenting staff member being a fairy godmother's assistant.
What? So not equal opportunity workplace? What?
They are saying that it's not something that they should have to see.
There might be little boys that want to have him. There might be little girls that would rather have him.
Or explain to their children why there is a boy dressed as a girl wearing makeup.
Oh my God, it's 2023.
I think most kids would be more worried about their own makeover and not really the person doing it.
First of all, you're in Disneyland. We're not really looking for gritty realism here.
Mm-hmm. Really, no.
Really not. Like, what are you going to explain to them? Are you going to have an issue with the girl who's playing Cinderella's not a natural blonde and she's wearing a wig?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That woman, that girl that's playing Pocahontas, she's not Native American. Oh, bring her down. It's like, calm down. It's Disneyland.
Oh.
And kids don't see that kind of shit. Luke, you have first-hand experience at this. Like,
my daughter was more worried about what costume she was going to be picking out, what makeup they were going to put on her. She didn't care about the fairy godmother. The fairy godmother was just a means to an end. The whole experience was, the kid isn't focused on that. I shouldn't say she didn't care. She thought the whole thing was magical, but it's not what's important to a child in that moment. Luke, they're going to have fun with anyone who's going to give them that really fun experience and stay in character. Like, I was very impressed with how this young lady that did the experience with my daughter did not break character from start to finish. It kept itself, was like a magical experience for her.
Yeah.
And
they're like hard ass about that. You break character Disney and you're done.
You walk through those gates and I think the suspension of disbelief has to happen, even if you're an adult. You can't walk into Disneyland and look for fucking problems. Like, why are you there? Don't go. Don't go.
Literally created so that you can disassociate from reality go back to your childhood.
If you're so worried about wokeness, then don't go, bro.
Right. And my kid
don't go, like bro. Said, hashtag.
My kid would literally be only interested in the person paying attention to her. And she would fucking love that. Why is he a boy? Like, what does that matter? I'd be like, what does it matter? That's what I would say to her. I wouldn't even
it's not about gender. Anyway. Like, it's about what, you know, the magic. Let's not pretend this is a cheap experience either. It's sexy, but it's part, like, the whole thing is that they get to go into the castle and become a princess. And we saw little boys there too.
Lots of them.
There were little boys getting made up as princes as well. Yeah. So they had the option for boys. I'm sure that if one of the boys wanted to go in and put on a dress, there would be no issue.
What if I worked there as a prince? Would I be getting a picture taken of me? And would a mom be concerned that I was getting
the dress? I'd be like, bitch, you still get the dress because you get more bang for your buck getting the girl costumes. There was a lot more detail there. The Aladdin costume was just the best.
Look at the experience. Like, these people are trying. Like, I know it's their job. It's a job. We understand that it's a job. But the people at that park work so hard to make sure that there is no, you know, flickering of the video, that what you see is Disney. You know, they work really, really hard, especially the character performers. And even the people that work in the stores and everything, they are Disney to the bone. And I just think it's sad that people have to look for flaws and if you want facts, go to a museum.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't want your child to have well, yeah,
fans and the museum is going to be infinitely cheaper.
right, yeah. Right. To Noah's Ark Park in Kentucky. I was going to say.
What's Noah's Ark Park?
It's a biblical based theme park.
Yeah, okay. True. So I imagine they'd definitely have a Bibbidi Bop boutique as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Their own
yeah.
version.
Everyone wrap a sheet about you and murder your firstborn. Like, you know, it's. It's good yeah. shit. But like, get with it. Like, they're only kids for so long. No one right. cares. No one cares. Exactly. Fairies don't have gen. Like, fairies aren't real.
I disagree.
So how can you be that bothered about gender?
Right.
And I watched the video. This fairy godmother's assistant is working. Like, he is. The kids love it. They're like, yeah. Like they don't care that it's a male or right. male presenting.
Like, I guarantee
he's selling. He's selling the experience. Like he's doing the job well.
I'm sure.
Did anybody watch the remake of Cinderella like a year or so ago, where Billy Porter played the fairy godmother?
With Camila Cabello.
Yeah, exactly. No.
It was bad.
But where was the outrage? Did anybody get
that
pissed?
Oh, no, there was. It was just, it's not Disney sanctioned, that one, though, so no one really cares. It's not official Disney canon. We don't care. We only care if it's a black mermaid.
Or a black godmother? We only care if
it's a black mermaid, you know?
Right.
Yeah, if it was a black godmother, then we would have given it back.
But, like, yeah, the video that I have seen, like, these kids are loving, like, this new whole vibe. And, like, none of those kids have an issue with the fact that this person doesn't look like every other person.
Yeah.
No.
Like, that's, I don't know. They are only kids for so long.
That problem.
Let them be kids, you know? Let them be kids and live their life.
It's make-believe. It's dress-up. Let them dress up.
Right. Make believe. Exactly. All right. So, we are going to now. Let's just do a little quick, little happy Disney news. Hocus Pocus 3.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus 3. I didn't expect it. I thought it might happen, but it's happening.
It took so long to get the second one. I'd say this contracts are pretty tight now.
I think that, but I think that they're not letting the intellectual property go that easily. I've got some facts here that are like pretty compelling as to why they are doing this. There's no word on, you know, who's returning, but it would have to be. Like, you're not gonna do.
You can't do it without the sisters.
No way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, people love it. So according to the Nielsen rating system for number two, right, whether you loved it or not, fans absorbed a massive 2.73 billion minutes of the sequel, right? So the movie itself only goes for 103 minutes. That means the movie was watched fully around 26 million times over its first 3 days of release.
Wow.
Watched it twice.
That is fucking huge. Like,
yeah.
For a movie that is so, you know, loved, and of course it's going to be watched again. If you get those three ladies back again, people will come back.
Yeah.
They love these characters. I know that, excuse me, a lot of people weren't thrilled with some aspects of the movie, of the newer movie, and that they wanted more Sanderson sisters. They thought, you know, but this, I akin it to like what we went through with Scream 5, where they have to introduce new cast because if they want the story to continue down the road.
Right.
Bette Midler, Kathy DeJimmy, and Sarah Jessica Parker aren't going to be around forever. They have to have a future goal. That if this is the last one, and I have, I've always said this one. I reckon this one's going to go to cinemas. And this will be the big, like High School Musical.
Right.
This is the penultimate big thing that they're working up to. It'll probably have the original, I would imagine, Thora Birch and all that kind of thing will be back for this one.
I reckon Pokey 3 is going to go the big guns.
They're going, because this will, no one's getting any younger. They are still quite physical movies for people to make. They've got to get, you know, they actually do have to get on those brooms and stuff. And
the costume and makeup.
Yeah, dancing, singing, all that kind of thing. So I think it's a go big or go home moment for them. And I'm super excited for them. I think it's a great property that, you know, spans across generations, et cetera, et cetera. So good on you, Disney.
Yeah.
They said that interview that said there are 50 plus movies in development, some of which are sequels to much beloved properties. So get ready to go back into your childhood, folks. It's happening. Oh. It's happening. So I've got some weird directions to go for the next one. Okay.
Just brace yourself for this one.
It's probably not going to be much to Vera and Christina, but there's been huge news in Australia this week. Kathleen Folbig. Now, you probably don't know that name, ladies. But Kathleen Folbig was basically sent to jail for the death of four of her children. After 20 years, she has been pardoned and released from jail due to new evidence suggesting that the children all have...
So these babies didn't die at once, ladies. They died over the course of like
years.
I actually do know the story.
They accused her of killing her children. But there's been new research that says it's a chromosomal deficiency that has resulted in these children passing away, and that this woman
she's exonerated.
Well, the charges are no. She's been pardoned. So she's still
officially charged,
but she doesn't have to serve her sentence. That will come in time. This literally happened.
Imagine how she feels though. Like she'll never be okay.
No,
there's nothing anyone.
She's first of all, she's lost those children,
and then got made feel like you
four children, and then told that she did it. And serving time.
And served 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years of her life for her other. She did have other children. She's been in there. But it's just, I don't know what it is with women and the Australian legal system. Why don't we believe women when they say things happen to their children? It just smells of, you know, Lindy Chamberlain and all. I'm like, why don't we believe women when they say, hey, something horrible happened to my baby? Well, you must have done it.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, no. The media wanted everyone to believe that Lindy was completely insane.
Exactly.
Like that was like a hysterical woman postnatal
devil worshipping in the outback, et cetera, et cetera. But so she has been, set free, and this happened really quickly. Like it was in the news, and she was already out of jail. Like it's so, I can't believe how quickly.
Would the Australian government be forced to pay her?
That's what she's. She's. I'm sure finding a lawyer now and going.
Well, they'll be finding her.
Excuse me. I do believe I'm owed something.
Yeah, right.
Baby, I hope you get it. Like, there's, again, everyone wanted to paint her as a child killer and a da-da-da-da-da and this and that and the other and all that kind of thing. But she has never wavered in her statements that she didn't have anything to do with them. Like, the worst thing in the world is to lose a child as a parent. Like,
right.
And then you're going to accuse her of killing them? It's like, cool. Smooth move. But yeah, the world is a horrible place sometimes, especially when dealing with addiction and drama. Bear Majera has been back in the news this week as well. He went missing this week, with his family reaching out to people on social media to try and locate them, because he was, sent some rather troubling messages.
Did he have just like a little drug outburst?
Well, this is the message that he's put onto social media. This is an official message to anybody that cares about me whatsoever. I haven't seen Phoenix in 2 effing months, and I'm so effing fed up. I cry every day. I miss him so much. I know that I have to wake up every day knowing that I probably won't get to talk to him or see him. He continued stating that his former partner, the child's mum, is pep talk, and his pep talking dad tells me nothing, drive him to drink. He also said he also gave a heartbreaking threat. I'm going to smoke crack with bums down on the boardwalk until I'm dead, or unless you deliver me, fucking Phoenix. So get to work now, Nikki, or anybody who wants to help. I want Phoenix. That's addiction is horrible. You know what I mean? Is a horrible thing, but is this not proof that you have a problem?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're making threats. You're going to harm yourself or kill yourself because people are restricting you from your child.
No. Well, there you go. You're not safe to be around the child.
I can't even imagine how hard it is for his family. But I think that if you are struggling with something like that, the one person or the one thing that should drive you to try and do better as a kid is your child and your relationship with your child and, you know, making sure that they are safe and well and looked after and know that mum or dad is safe and well and looked after as well, because that plays on those kids' minds. They know. As much as you think you're hiding things from your children or like their family, etc., they see these things. Kids aren't stupid. They know when something's not right. So that little boy knows that something's not right with his dad, and dad can't even get things right for him. With the amount of trying his family have done, it just goes back to the analogy that you can't help somebody that doesn't want the help.
Yeah.
And most drug addicts don't want it.
Right.
You know, they really don't. They love the addiction. The addiction is comfort for them. It's
their reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's usually no clarity until like there's a big event and they're actually hospitalized and then they actually can't have access to those drugs. And that's when there's that moment of crossroads, but you know, relapse is huge.
There are people that do get clean, and my hat goes off to them because it's hard. I know so many addicts who cannot help it. They relapse and relapse and relapse, and they go into rehabs every 3 years, but they relapse in 18 months after getting out. It's so pervasive in their psyche and their well-being and their sense of self.
And it's not even just substance abuse. We talked about eating disorders and stuff a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
This stuff, recovery is a bitch. Recovery is not going, oh, I have a problem. Finished. Recovery is every second of every day.
Done. And,
recovery is every second of every day and making the choice to do the right thing.
Yes.
It might not be the easy thing and it might be driving you insane, but if you want a different result, you have to do it.
And people are afraid to feel too, and that's, you know, a lot of the time the drug or whatever they're using is to numb themselves. So I guess a good message for everyone is like, just don't be afraid to feel stuff.
Yeah,
you know, it's you don't need to grab that Band-Aid straight away.
Yeah. You can't do it alone either. It takes a village to do something like that. don't be afraid to lean on people that you can lean on. Do you know what I mean? People that will give you support, people that will give you tough love, people that will, you know, be there to stand up for your rights and for what you should want for yourself. If you are struggling with addiction or anything like that, please reach out to someone. As we always say, there is always someone who will listen, whether it be a friend or, you know, a hotline, helpline, something like that. There is always an option to try and be better for tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say. Well, we'll do another sad one. I know we've kind of really rollercoastered this one. Come on. This one's a little bit a bit of a kick in the gut to Shannon Doherty. Took to social media this week to give us an update on her cancer battle. Now, she has revealed in January that she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. It is now metastasized and they are finding it in her brain. These shots below were from January. So she is still around, still going out there. It's June. She says she feels great. But how much does one person have to go through?
Yeah.
Cancer's hard. Cancer's
a motherfucker. When you
get to stage 4 where there's metastases and your prognosis gets worse and worse. I mean, there was a shot this morning on TikTok. I think she released the video herself, but it's her on the table and the tears are just streaming down her eyes as they're doing the targeted radiation. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, this is what she said. She's majorly claustrophobic and she said, this is my worst fear, but I'm doing it to stay alive, you know, to fight. Yeah. And the major thing about putting that video on social media was she wants people to see that this is what cancer looks like. I think that a lot of people don't see it unless you go through it. You see the person as they were before. You see them going through treatment and you see them at the other end of treatment, whether that be, you know, in remission or not. But people need to understand. I think it's still a mystery to a lot of people exactly what people go through and how much it affects every aspect of not only their lives, but their partners, their family, that whole thing. The visibility that she's given cancer, and especially stage 4 cancer, because she did all of the 90210 reboot and stuff when she was stage 4, and she didn't tell anyone until after it was out, because she wanted people to see that just because she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer doesn't mean her life was over. She could still work. She could still be vital. She could still do things that she chose to do. But this is, like, that's what living with cancer is. You're fine, and then sometimes you're not fine. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It is such an insidious fucking disease that
it
just takes and takes and takes, and it's horrible. But no matter what your opinion on Shannon Doherty is, I think she can only be applauded for what she has done for visibility of cancer patients and people that are, you know, on the journey. And it is a journey for some people. Some people have a bout with cancer, they go into remission, and it's never a problem again. But for some people, it is the rest of their lives.
Right. And,
speaking from someone who has personally gone through it with a family member, it redefines everything you look at, really, because genetics, you're like, oh shit,
right?
Like, I have to worry about that. That's what I have to think about. Like, and you see the toll it takes on everyone around you. You see the toll it takes on the person, and it's just. There needs to be more visibility, not only for cancer, but I think for a lot of terminal diseases. I think we still, as a Western civilization, tuck it away a lot and go, don't look at that.
That's stiff upper lip.
Don't look at that. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. That's not for you to look at. That's not for you to look at. Don't look at that. But you need to, especially as adults.
We also teach our infirm to have a stiff upper lip, to be strong for everybody else. You know, they're going through the toughest moments of their life, and they feel this need to be strong for the people they love.
I think TikTok has really helped, and social media, because a lot of people will, you know, document their journey and show you the good days and show you the bad days. And like, you watch, you can see the whole journey through these accounts. And even when they end badly, there is a record of that person and what they went through and how they fought. And that's so important for people to know and to have, because at the end of the day, you don't want the full stop on someone's life to be, oh, cancer.
Yeah.
Right.
What did they do? Oh, yeah. Cancer. Cancer. That's, you know, they died of cancer. Well, what else did they do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I watched my father, and I watched my best friend, one of my dearest friends, die of cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's struggle and everybody's journey is different, but that's a hard road to hoe. You know, there's suffering, you know. In cancer, it's insidious.
Sure. You know? All right, well, now that we've thoroughly bummed each other out, should we get heated while we're here? All right, guys, let's get ready for Vera Van. Okay, V, here we go. 3, 2, 1, Vera.
All right, kids. This, like I said, this was a big fucking news day. But one of the first things that came across my news feed this morning was from a conservative rag that I don't really like, but I have lots of different things in my feed because I try to see both sides. And it was the Washington Examiner, and the headline was, "More people oppose the transgender agenda than you know." And I thought, click past it. Don't want to give them the clicks. You know, scroll away. You don't get my clicks because I don't like your hate-filled speech. But then I'm thinking about it all morning. It's sticking in my head. It's like, what do you people think the transgender agenda looks like? Do you think there are Zoom meetings where they sit down and they say, okay, on Tuesdays we're wearing velvet. Don't forget, before the 15th of the month, we want your letters to your congressman about unisex sizing and all clothing. What do you think the transgender agenda is? Do you think they're writing letters so that they can run around and cut off penises and replant them on little girls? What the fuck do you think the transgender agenda is that you oppose so violently? I'll tell you what it is. It's to stay alive. It's to fucking be allowed to live their life on their own terms. They're not asking you to understand them. They're not asking you to like them. They're just asking to be allowed to live their lives. Isn't that the core of all freedom that we in this country believe in? To live your life as you choose? Now, you've been all over the news for the last 6 to 8 months demonizing the LGBTQ for indoctrinating your children. They're going to make your kids gay. Well, if that's true, then all the Bible lessons in the planet didn't make every single kid on this planet straight. If you could indoctrinate somebody, wouldn't everybody be fucking straight? You say that you're doing it to protect children, but you won't pass a gun control law. You would rather your children go to, all of our children, not just your children, all of our children go to school every fucking day with the threat of being shot to death than give up your gun. But yet, somebody who doesn't feel happy in their own skin is out to harm all children? You need to get it straight. You are either the right to freedom and the right to life, or you are the oppressor. And right now, guys, you are coming off as the oppressor. There is no transgender agenda. They just want to make sure that they can live their lives, and little children who feel different and don't want to wear their gender-specified uniform don't have to feel like they have to kill themselves when they're 13 years old because they don't see people like them in the world. So don't tell me that you're against the transgender agenda. Because you know what? Right now, I find the pro-life, pro-gun agenda to be pretty fucking disgusting and more indoctrinating than any drag show or any transgender person I know walking this planet. Shut the fuck up. It's not your life to live. You don't get a say.
Preach me. Preach. That was a good one. I like that one. Oh, I might have to go on TikTok. I like that one. I love that everyone has an agenda too. It was like the gay agenda. Like, what's the gay agenda? I'll tell you what the gay agenda is. Brunch, bitch.
Yeah.
When you said to cut the penises off and plant them, I was like, oh, we're gonna plant them around. But then you said plant them in little girls. I was like, ah.
Let me find out. No one needs to do
that. Like a penis planting party. Like, that would be
fun. Actually, you say you need a
penis tree.
Yeah.
Look, straight. There's plenty of stuff that you can benefit from with the gay agenda. Like Kylie. Kylie Minogue has made a living off the gays.
Yeah. Speaking of penis trees, I have a what the fuck for you before we leave.
What the?
Now, I know that you three are probably not the target audience for a Marvel movie.
No, not
about that life. You may change your mind.
I like Marvel.
How much do you know about Chris Hemsworth's character?
I know. He's got nice body.
So Thor, who wields a hammer for the god of thunder. Only the worthy can lift. He's wielding a lot more if we quickly look at this picture.
Ooh.
Get out of the way.
So because we don't get in trouble, he looks like he is worthy. That comes from his new exercise app out, and that is one of the videos. So if you want to know more about Thor, I guess don't sign up because they had a bit of a hullabaloo where they actually charged everyone for a year straight up and everyone blew up about it. But Google Images is your friend. So Chris Hemsworth is worthy by the looks of it. Very worthy. So Muzzle to Mrs. Hemsworth.
Muzzle top.
You know? Muzzle. We will see you next week on UCR Live. Thank you for joining us, Christina, Luke, Vera. I have been Steve. And until next week, don't go planting penis trees. Bye. 's all right, we're going to look at that image a little bit more off air because, you know, we've had a bit of trouble with the male genitalia area. But, you know,
we're going to suck the penis tree of life.
We'll have a look.